Welcome to REI Marketing Secrets, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of real estate investor marketing. Your host is Trevor Oldham, founder of Podcasting You, and each week we bring you exclusive interviews with successful real estate investors who have mastered the art of marketing their real estate businesses. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out in the real estate industry, this podcast is your gateway to unlocking the secrets behind effective real estate investor marketing. Get ready to elevate your marketing game and take your business to new heights.
I want to talk to you about leveraging a podcast booking agency for podcast guesting. Now, at Podcasting You, we are what you would consider to be a podcast booking agency. And basically, what that means is we sort of act as that third-party intermediary. We have our clients that come to us, and we work with them to get them booked on podcasts. And then we have the relationships with those podcast hosts where we're bringing our clients to them and introducing our clients to those podcast hosts. Our client is the only one that pays us. We don't pay the hosts anything. The hosts don't pay us anything. Sometimes a host, you'll come across a podcast that does charge money. I find that there's enough good quality podcasts out there where you don't have to pay them. Again, there are some shows that do that. But if you're just starting off, you're going on podcasts, I don't think it's worth paying a podcast host. I think the majority of the time there are enough podcasts out there. But again, some of these larger shows out there, some of them may require a fee, and it's totally up to you whether or not you want to pay that. I typically will hold off on paying that for our clients. Now, the way that it works, and the way that I, at least our podcast booking agency works, is we'll put together a pitch, a one sheet, a database for the clients. And then from there, we'll get the client approval, say, hey, how does this look? Make sure everything looks good. And then from there, we're going to start to reach out to these shows and basically introduce our clients to the podcast host, saying, hey, here's why you should have our client on. Here's their background. Here's a little bit more information about them. At that point, the host will typically say yes, no, or be unresponsive. We do have a lot of repeat hosts that we work with just based on our clientele and who we work with. With that said, that's really how it works, is we sort of are a PR company working with you to get you secured on these podcasts. Now, when it comes to choosing the right agency, I would say that there are probably a couple other companies like myself out there. The difference between us and these other podcast booking agencies that are out there is we really only specialize with folks in the real estate investment space, or you would consider your alternative investment space as well. So it could be real estate, it could be oil and gas, it could be investing in art, it could be investing in whiskey, like one of our clients is investing in laundromat, really anything that would be considered an alternative investment outside the stock market. Now, if you're a health coach, if you're a business owner or say entrepreneur that's not within that alternative investment space, then I'd say that's really not a fit. I would probably recommend that you check out one of our, I don't even know if I'd want to call them our competitor. That's just our niche right now. And they just specialize in a different niche. So they have success in their own niches. I find that we have success in this niche, and that's sort of how it works out. Now, going back previously, what I mentioned a little bit about how to leverage your podcast booking agency for podcast guesting, we'll put together your podcast pitch for you. So we have the formula, so we know exactly what to do. We've done it so many different times that we know where to put your bio, where to put your one sheet, where to give a specific compliment to the podcast host themselves. And we really like to do that for our clients. We'll put together a one sheet. I know I have another episode, another video out on building out your one sheet, so we'll take care of that for the client. We don't bill you anything extra, just included as part of your package. And then we'll build a database of podcasts for you, depending on what you're looking to do. So as an instance, if it's say you're a real estate syndicator, someone that's raising capital, maybe your minimum investment is 25, 50, 100K per deal. What we'll do in this instance is we'll try to think of those folks that would make the most sense to hear from you. So you can think of your high net worth investors, your accredited investors, those who have at least 200K a year in income to be able to invest in your deals. And this isn't to say some of our clients do have 506B offerings versus 506C, where 506C is accredited and the 506B is non-accredited, so you don't have to have that income threshold. But typically someone that's in more in a high income occupation. So you can think your doctors, your lawyers, your dentists, your sales professionals. So those are the types of podcasts we would want to target for those clients. That's the type of database that we would build out for those clients. Now, when it comes to, say, it's a real estate coach or someone just looking to build their brand within the real estate, then we'll go on real estate specific shows. But from there, we're going to want to break it down. Is it a multifamily investor? Is it a self-storage investor? Is it a mobile home park investor? Do they want to go on shows on other mobile home park shows if they're a mobile home park investor? Are they going to see that as their competition and they just want to go on more of your general real estate shows where they talk about all the different niches of real estate? So we'd want to work with our client and get a good idea and understanding of really what the niche and target that they're looking to do. And so we'll build that out for our client. Typically, like when we build it out, I find like to start with 20 to 25 shows that we recommend for our client and then start to reach out to those shows. And just make sure we're presenting them correctly, because we don't want to reach out to like 100 shows and blow through our entire database of shows. Because sometimes the way that we present a client, depending on what they do, if it's a little unique, sometimes we might need to tweak the pitch a little bit. We might need to tweak the one sheet a little bit and just different things like that, how we're presenting the client to see what the best response is. So there's a lot of A and B testing that goes on depending on how unique the client is and the type of shows that they're looking to get on. So we do a lot of that as well. And I would say really above all else is we save time for our clients, and we save them time from having to put together the pitch, the one sheet, finding the database, reaching out to those shows. And that's really, you know, on the back end, really what it looks like. So I just wanted to give you guys an overview of like what we do at Podcasting U for our clients and what you can expect from different podcast booking agencies. And I can't, again, speak to what they do and what their offering is, but I can't say this is how we run our business and how we try to help our clients out and really what that process looks like. Again, thanks everyone for checking into this video. If you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast as well, I hope everyone has a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the REI Marketing Secrets Podcast. Be sure to head on over to our website to check out the episode's full show notes. We'd love it if you would leave a review for us on iTunes. If you're interested in using podcast guesting to grow your real estate business, head over to podcastingyou.com. That's podcastingyou.com. We've helped over 400 real estate professionals secure more than 6,500 interviews. They're a podcasting booking agency that helps real estate investors appear on top-rated podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe to REI Marketing Secrets Podcast and join us every week as we bring you invaluable insights from the brightest minds in the real estate investment industry. Let's uncover the marketing secrets together.